This is the Troll Patrol, live with Justin Freakin.
Once again, like I'm in this like state of like seasonal depression or something where I don't give a fuck about anything and I'm running behind. Thank you, Tones. Thank you. You can't predict the weather this far out, but apparently there are reports that there's going to be snow for much of the country at this time next week. Now, Christmas is on Sunday. Mox, good evening. Tones, good evening. Who else snuck in here? Ida, CS. I don't get too excited about the headline. That comes with a caveat. The families are still upset. We'll get into that here in a little bit. Plus a story I did this morning on the freaking news. A woman shot two cops and then shot herself. It appears that one of the cops' guns went off. I believe there's audio that exists of it. I believe we have the 911 call. We'll get into that. This happened in Mississippi. The cops were talking to her for about 30 minutes before this all went down. So that kind of makes sense to me that, oh, one of the cops' guns went off accidentally, and then she felt like she needed to defend herself or something. I don't know what the fuck was going on. This only happened, like, 2 days ago, less than 2 days ago, so not like we're going to have all the details, and we know that the cops are going to lie their asses off. Trump had a major announcement this morning that is apparently turning his fans against him, some of them. There are people on Facebook, I was just arguing with them, talking about how embarrassing his announcement was, and I'm like, shit, you haven't been embarrassed since like 2015? You supported this motherfucker and you're able to feel embarrassment now? It's almost like all of us knew that he was a fucking grifter. Years ago. Welcome to the party. Better late than never, I guess. Miss Nixa, good evening. Big ol' fat ACAB. Big ol' freak. I'm sorry, I was listening to Megan Thee Stallion earlier. Had big ol' freak in my head. Hold on, give me a second. I'm not high. I need to get high before we get on with this shit. I got a meme for you. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me nuggies from the chicken fryer. Our chicken fryer. Get up. See? I shouldn't even be doing this show tonight. Speaking of which, the two people I asked to be special guest co-hosts for tomorrow both couldn't do it, so you know what? I'm just not gonna do a show tomorrow. We'll do a Christmas freak show. I'll make that happen. I'm taking tomorrow off. Fuck it. Oh, goddamn. Give me nuggies from the air fryer. Give me chicken nuggies. I keep fucking it up. I'm sorry to the person who spent all this time making this badass meme, and I fucked it up every time. I listened to that new Metallica song. I wasn't very impressed. What did you guys think about it? Anybody that dug it? I got a love-hate relationship with Metallica. I hate Metallica, but some of their songs are alright, and I love them. Yes, see, as we're going to talk about Elon Musk's jet, I think they're coming up on a new album release. So they've dropped the first single. I don't think the new album has dropped. And they've announced they're doing a tour. And I think this is pretty cool. They're doing a tour where they're playing two nights in each city. And both nights are going to do different set lists. And I think they're going to publicize the set list. So you can decide like which night you want to go see them. Which is a band like Metallica, which has such a back catalog, that's cool of them to do. They are very prolific. So props, I mean, if you can afford the tickets, I assume they're going to be $5,000. Mox, my favorite albums are after they cut their hair. I like Load and Reload. S&M is my favorite album. By far. Now, I mean, that's a live album where they're playing the hits. I don't know what you guys mean about, like, fucking Metallica was best on those two albums, and then they just went downhill from there. Haven't been good since they cut their hair. Mox. I don't take musical requests from you guys. I disagree. Ride the Lightning, their peak. And Justice for All is good. I'm a big fan of that album. Not so much the Black album. It's not because it's like too poppy for me or something, like a lot of Metallica fans say. Fuck that shit. I'm getting high. Which shit sequel? There's like three of them. The new album probably has The Unforgiven 4. Watch the Vince McMahon documentary. Wasn't very good. Very disappointed. Was so excited for that documentary. Really let me down. Because it was basically just like a recut of Dark Side of the Ring episodes. So if you were excited for a Vince McMahon documentary and you've watched Dark Side of the Ring, just don't waste your time. I had been saving my like THCO infused CBD for a special occasion. I'm like, oh, done with the stream. Go watch this Vince McMahon documentary. We'll light up the good. Save the rest of that bowl for playing video games after. I've apparently done everything in Gran Turismo now, or at least in terms of the racing. I have to go back and like do all the license and get golds and shit on those. Like, I thought there would be more. Maybe I've just played it a lot. I don't know. I don't feel like I've played it a lot. Surely there's more to the game, though. Surely I'll keep finding more shit to do. Yeah, I'm killing time here. I don't want to have to talk about, because cop found guilty, that seems like a cool headline, but there's a caveat to that. The family of the woman that was murdered, not too happy with the verdict. For tonight's show, this is a first. This is a first. So I always make a thumbnail for the live show, right? There are two different John Kennedys on this thumbnail. We've got the current senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, or as I like to call him, Old Lady Kennedy. And then we've got the former president, JFK Jr. No, wait a minute, he's not the junior, he's the senior. Junior's the one that died in the plane crash, and there's like a third one or something. I don't like your dynastic families. I was going to talk about Trump's big announcement this morning. Which apparently has one of the Proud Boys upset that he's going to be going to jail for the dude that's hawking NFTs now. January 6th committee set to have its last hearing on Monday. You know we're going to be covering that. They are teasing new evidence and the possibility of a criminal referral. I don't know if we're going to do this story. I don't know what the newsworthiness is, but we are the Troll Patrol. Kyrsten Sinema has a gigantic listing on Facebook Marketplace. Selling all kinds of shit. Do you guys want to scroll through and see what all Kyrsten Sinema is selling on Facebook Marketplace? Here on this week, after she left the Democratic Party. Tornadoes and snow. Tornadoes and snow ravaging the country. We're going to talk about the White House COVID plans, plus to show you video of people shaking hands with otters. All that and more tonight on the Troll Patrol, where Justin really feeling the seasonal depression. Totally doesn't give a fuck. Someone wants to call and argue with me, we'll do that instead. 917-830-4359. Do check out the freaking newses from this morning. This morning's two freaking newses may be my best yet. The two funniest I've ever done. You should go to YouTube and check those out. One of them was Yay Eviction Notice. Kanye West facing eviction. I spend way too much time fucking photoshopping that shit. Way too much time photoshopping it to look like Kanye West is carrying a box of shit out from a building he's being evicted from. And I got finished with it, and once I got like all the pictures together, I noticed I somehow left his ear off, so I had to go and cut his head out again because somehow I had chopped his ear off. Also had the story of the woman that gunned down two cops. I really wanted to get offensive with this one. The cops' pictures are the two cops she killed. That's the actual woman that gunned the cops down. Those are their real pictures. I mean, I added the little X's to the cops' eyes. Chopped it off Van Gogh style. Took me a while to find a typed in woman, cartoon woman holding a gun or something is how I came to that one. I love that she's smiling and that she has like a fucking flower in her hair. She seems like a nice lady. I want to know the full story. What happened? What did these cops do in order to get shot? Two more good cops in the world, though, because there's only one good kind of cop. Last week, we watched the video, the body cam footage of this cop. They received a call saying that the front door was open. How did I fucking... I don't know how I did that. 911 received a call saying the front door of a residence was open. This cop shows up at the house. Apparently it was about 2 in the morning. When we watched the body camera footage, I believe I said it was like 7 or something. Because that's what the body camera footage said, but the court testimony said it was about 2 a.m. It was in Texas in October. Oh, I don't see anything odd about somebody having their door open in the first place. So the cop goes into this woman's backyard and is peeping through the windows, sees the woman standing in her bedroom with a gun and shoots her dead in her own house. His excuse was, I saw a gun. Motherfucker, she had the right to have a gun. It was her house. Not only did she have a right to have a gun, she had a right to shoot your ass. You were creeping around in her backyard. Aaron Dean been on trial the past 2 weeks. Found guilty today. But not guilty of murder. Oh, shit. I screwed that one up.
New York Dean guilty of the offense of manslaughter.
Here we are now, more than 3 years after the crime. A former Fort Worth police officer today now waits to hear his sentence for killing a woman in her own home. We thank you for joining us today. I'm Doug Dunbar. Nicole is off tonight. Aaron Dean now at this hour in police custody. Here's his new mugshot. Just came into our newsroom, in fact, about 40 minutes ago. The verdict, if you were busy through the day, that was read less than 3 hours ago. We'll get underway at 5 with team coverage on the verdict. We got Caroline Vandergriff gauging reaction in the community. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, let's start with Jason Allen, who's been covering the story from day one. And you were in court today for everything that happened.
I was, Doug, and you just mentioned with him being booked into jail. So now more than 3 years since Tatiana Jefferson was shot and killed. Aaron Dean is going to be spending the night in jail tonight for the first time since this happened. The jury did not find that it was murder.
He hadn't even spent a night in jail yet. Fuck.
When he shot Jefferson, but with this verdict, they also did not allow him to walk free.
Mr. Presiding Juror, it is my understanding that the jury has reached a verdict. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is it a unanimous verdict?
Yes, Your Honor.
If you'd hand the police to Deputy Nicholson. Mr. Dean, if you would stand. Oh, sorry about that. Verdict reads, we the jury find the defendant Aaron York Dean guilty of the offense of manslaughter as signed and signed by the presiding juror.
So a very matter-of-fact reading there by Judge George Gallagher. Dean and a couple of Jefferson siblings, I was watching them in the courtroom. They held back any visible reaction when the verdict was read. Despite the judge's warning to people in the court, there were at least three women who reacted. A couple of them rushed out in anger, and the jury noticed that. There were some wide eyes, but asked individually by the judge, they all confirmed that manslaughter was their verdict. Many people who have been here over the last couple of weeks supporting Jefferson's family, they wanted a murder conviction. That would have carried a penalty of up.
Now, I mean, under the strictest letter of the law, murder usually, I don't know what the state of Texas defines murder as, usually requires premeditation. To be as, at least murder one in most states. Being as charitable as possible, you can say that there was no premeditation, that he acted in the moment. I can give it that, but I still think that manslaughter is inadequate.
Up to life in prison. Instead, Dean is now going to face a maximum of 20 years in prison. He could also face as few as 2 years, and he could also
serve
some of that under probation. So this trial isn't done yet. In the penalty phase tomorrow, jurors could hear about the impact that this all had on Jefferson's family. They could hear testimony about Dean's character, but also as in the first part of the trial, Doug, when he was making the decision that he made that night to fire his gun.
All right, Jason Allen in the courtroom for us. Now let's talk about the story developing in and around the courthouse. Our team coverage continue with Caroline Vandergriff. So I saw your streaming report on CBS News Dallas Fort Worth earlier in the afternoon when everything came down. And even in the hallway where you're standing, I could hear behind you the visceral reaction from some people.
That's right, Doug. It's a very different scene here just a mere few hours later, but the courtroom was filled with max capacity, and a room next door, an overflow room, had dozens of people in it as well. And once the judge read that guilty of manslaughter verdict, tons of people started streaming out, expressing their anger and frustration.
He killed that girl. Manslaughter, that's what you kiddies do. And we expect justice from these people?
Many of the supporters here told me not finding Aaron Dean guilty of murder was a failure of the justice system. They said manslaughter is something better than nothing, but a Tatiana Jefferson deserved more. Both Jefferson and Dean's families, along with their supporters, have been waiting for this verdict for more than 3 years. Now all their attention turns to the sentencing phase. Dean will get anywhere from 2 to 20 years in prison. Some of the supporters here for the Jefferson family, along with Chris Nettles, Fort Worth City Councilman, he said he won't accept anything but the maximum.
Maximum.
It'll just be another failure on top of it. And the community will not rest.
Motherfucker shouldn't see the light of day.
Still some people gathered at the courthouse right now. It's not clear if there will be any planned protests or demonstrations tonight. Councilman Nettles did urge people who wanted to make their voices heard about this issue to come downtown. So we will see how things unfold tonight. For now, live at the courthouse, I'm Caroline Vandergriff, CBS 11 News.
Sometimes the justice system fails you and you just have to take it into your own hands. Perhaps that's what happened outside of a Motel 6 day or two ago when a woman, I'm not saying it didn't, we don't have all the facts. Woman who killed 2 Mississippi police officers was a veterinarian. The cops talked to her for 30 minutes before the shooting. We do have video here from People, that's where I'm reading from. Woman who killed 2 Mississippi police officers was a veterinarian. You see the 2 cops there. Bay St. Louis Police Sergeant Stephen Robin and Officer Brandon Estorfi called to a Motel 6. There they found Amy Anderson, a veterinarian, parked outside the motel along with her 9-year-old daughter. Authorities said the 2 officers spoke to Amy for about 30 minutes before contacting CPS. Amy then pulled out her gun and fired on the officers. The Department of Public Safety Commissioner said Amy was struck by gunfire, but it's not clear if she was hit with a round from her own gun or that of one of the officers. Amy and Sergeant Robin died at the scene, and Officer Estorfi was taken to a local hospital where he died. The commissioner said Amy's older children were not at the motel at the time and were staying with their father. We're putting together different pieces of body cam footage and trying to piece it all together so we can paint a clearer picture of what exactly happened. Bay St. Louis Mayor Mike Favre offered his deepest condolences to the family of the fallen officers. What about the family of the woman? I do believe that the 911 call was released. Hold on. Let me see if I can find that. Because that might give us some insight. Okay, here's the local news hit, and it appears that they have part of the 911 call, at least.
The news.
This might be after the shooting.
To our newsroom of the woman accused of killing 2 Bay St. Louis police officers early this morning. You're looking at Amy Anderson, a 43-year-old veterinarian from Ocean Springs.
Earl of the Gray? No, like...
She shot the officer.
It is a sad state of affairs when you cannot call emergency services in this country. Because a lot of times they make things worse. It is best to not call the police unless you absolutely have to.
Officers, after an argument when the officers threatened to involve Child Protective Services. It all happened while she was in a car with a 10-year-old. Anderson was also shot in the chest and killed during the incident. It may have been self-inflicted. Investigators...
No. Shot in the chest? Who shoots themselves in the chest to commit suicide? Nope, nope, nope. I'm not buying this. Clinically, good evening. What have you missed? A cop was found guilty of manslaughter, but not murder. Which may prove that you sometimes need to take the law into your own hands, which might have been the case here with Amy Anderson, who shot two police in Mississippi. They're saying she shot herself, but apparently the gunshot was through the chest. I have not heard of people committing suicide by shooting themselves in the chest. I saw a report that said that one of the officer's guns went off accidentally. So there's a lot of fishy shit going on in this story. I want to see the body cam footage. We'll go back to the beginning.
Pictures just into our newsroom of the woman accused of killing two Bay St. Louis police officers early this morning. You're looking at Amy Anderson, a 43-year-old veterinarian from Ocean Springs. Investigators believe she shot the officers after an argument when the officers threatened to involve Child Protective Services. It all happened while she was in a car with a 10-year-old. Anderson was also shot in the chest and killed during the incident. It may have been self-inflicted. Investigators are waiting on an autopsy to find out who fired the fatal shot. The child in the...
And this goes back to, like, his reporting is so slanted based on they're hearing this straight from the police department. That's who they are using as an authoritative source. And in this case, the police department is suspect.
Car was not injured. Now, there's been a tremendous outpouring of support for the Bay St. Louis police officers killed in the attack.
And yeah. See the framing. The outpouring of support. These two officers may very well be in the wrong in this situation. We don't know the full story. I can't say that they are. But the reporting, the initial reporting by news sources is going to be slanted in favor of the cops. That's some fucking bullshit. Where's the outpouring of support for this veterinarian? She was a veterinarian. She's done more good in this world than those two fucking cops have. Guaranteed.
And Brandon Estorf, they were respectively 34 and 23 years old. Bill Snyder has more tonight on how the deadly incident unfolded.
Central all units. Can I have anybody en route to Motel 6? Motel 6, we have, in Bay St. Louis, we have two officers down.
See? Officer. This was the 911 audio that was released. Where's the 911 call that got the officers dispatched? That's what we want to hear. Odd that the cops will release this audio. Where's the initial call?
Down. A call to action that no law enforcement agencies want to hear go over the radio. But that's the chilling language they received at 4:30 this morning in the Bay.
A female heard two gunshots. They said one is breathing.
The two officers on the scene, 23-year-old Brandon Estorf and 34-year-old Stephen Robin, were told they encountered 43-year-old Amy Anderson sitting in this car with a minor female. You can see the broken glass in the driver's side passenger.
So she was just sitting in her car. Why are you there? Why are you confronting her? I thought this was America.
Passenger window. The Mississippi Bureau of Investigation says Anderson shot both officers from inside the car. And from there, the situation is felt over the scanner traffic.
The original call was for a guest needing a welfare concern. Bay 35, Bay 24 went out there. And they were on the phone with CPS. And they called, the office had called us and told us that they heard two gunshots and two officers were down.
Off of Central 99, get past Cleveland and any other responding agencies or route police.
10-4.
Fellow officers from Bay St. Louis, Waveland, Diamond Head, Hancock County, and the Mississippi Highway Patrol and MBI all arrived to help their downed colleagues in blue. Officer Robin died on the scene. Estorf died from his injuries a short time later. We're told Anderson died from a gunshot wound to the chest. The incident happening quickly. The aftermath, businesslike but somber. Officers collecting evidence, speaking to witnesses, and consoling their colleagues. Hotel patrons stunned, and all involved working to process a tragic morning. In Bay St. Louis, Bill Snyder, WLOX News Now.
Tonight, residents in Bay St. Louis are working to honor officers Estorf and Robin.
I ain't buying it.
Support growing with flags at half staff, a police unit front and center at City Hall, and even a makeshift coffee stand at the crime scene to offer a little comfort to investigating officers. The coffee provided by PJ's Coffee, which has served as a...
And this coverage is sickening.
Drink coffee and create conversation. The downtown business also putting up a mourning wreath to show respect.
And let's make sure that this coffee shop gets some good press out of it.
I believe that we have a lot of...
Fuck me! Everything about this is disgusting.
Other communities as well. It's just not Hancock County. The whole Gulf Coast is one. And I believe there's positivity in numbers.
My God! I am absolutely sickened by the coverage of that. The cops were treated like absolute heroes. But why is the news agency not asking the questions I'm asking? I've said it many times on this show. The cops will release the 911 audio, the body camera footage, when they think it backs them up. And that's why you heard the second 911 call. Where's the first 911 call? Where's the audio of them talking to dispatch while they're talking to the woman in the car? Because that audio exists. You will hear them calling back to dispatch as they are handling the situation and talking to Amy in the car. What is she accused of? I mean, they said they went for a welfare check. Apparently the Motel 6 thought there was something odd about the woman sitting in the car at 4:30 in the a.m. with a child. It's a hotel or motel. You can't just go and sit in a car. Motels, a lot of them are non-smoking now. Maybe she's sitting out in a car. It's a chilly evening. She's smoking a cigarette. Who knows? I'm guessing there's some sort of distress in the family that she was with one of her children and the other children were with their father. Perhaps they're separated, but this is just speculation on my part. It seems almost certain that the cops probably shouldn't have been involved in the first fucking place. And I'm assuming once we get the audio and the body camera footage, that those two cops did something really wrong. Now, I don't know that for sure. Perhaps when we actually see the footage, I will admit that I was wrong on that. But I got a sneaking suspicion. And the culpability of news agencies running PR for someone who is a suspect. Given the facts as we know them, those two cops are a suspect in a crime. So treating them like that. The community mourns them, and they're hugging their colleagues and consoling them. Absolute bullshit. And not the way you treat a suspect in a murder. Well, they'll tell you that phone call was part of an ongoing investigation. Well, they can't release that because that's part of an ongoing investigation. Even though the second 911 call would be as well. But cops are always selective. They usually don't release anything unless they think it makes them look good. You'll see the body cam footage the day after if the cops think it exonerates them. Whew. I didn't want to have to be like this tonight. We're heading into the holidays. I would love to pee in anybody in that department. I would love to pee in their fucking open eye hole. You got an open eye hole? Let me piss in it. Give me that eye pussy. I was gonna smoke CBD and kind of conserve my pot, but this is real pox. I didn't think I could come in here and do this and not be like high. This is the purple nurple or whatever the fuck I got. Weed store. We're done with cop shit at least for the night. Pretty much everything else is kind of fun, I guess. We got fun stuff. Ready for fun news. Find out what that fun news be doing. We get to watch old lady Kennedy go out here and do PR. The fucking news organizations are doing PR for the cops. Old lady Kennedy is going on what Hannity and doing PR for Elon Musk. Elon Musk got Dave Chappelle out here doing PR for him. What in the goddamn? I'm definitely not wasting weed, Girl of the Gray. I wanted to get high. I made the decision before I ever sat down here that, like, I want to smoke the actual THC shit. And it's not like I'm running that low. And I do have the ability to go to a pot store. And I'm not high enough for this shit. Senator John Kennedy on Hannity doing PR for Elon.
That's why I appreciate what Elon Musk has done so much. He's taken a very courageous stand for the First Amendment. They're beating on him like he stole Christmas. He's tough. He's tough individuals. That's why I appreciate what Elon Musk has done so much.
I would love to watch them beat on him like he stole Christmas.
Individuals. That's why I appreciate what Elon Musk.
No words indeed. I am not in Colorado. I'm in the other mountain range. I'm in the Appalachian Mountains. I do not live in... I shouldn't say that on stream because I'm violating some rules. The weed store is about 30 minutes away. That's why I was looking through the bag, and like every time I opened the bag, it was very loud, and Curiouser was like, stop that! And I'm like, well, if we're still in Virginia, it's legal. It doesn't matter if I open the bag of weed. Free speech, indeed. Let's talk about Elon and his free speech. Oh, the Olbermann thing. I have no idea why this video that I did from the other night. Now, Mox, I think it might have been you that gave me the title. Megyn Kelly wants to hate fuck Keith Olbermann. Or I may be falsely attributing that to you. I love the, maybe it's just the awesome thumbnail of Keith Olbermann just kind of leering at her and Megyn Kelly trying to be sexy over here. I typed in sexy bedroom to get the picture in the background. I don't know why this video is so popular. It could break 1,000 views here before the end of the night. I don't know why it's so popular. And like it's got a good like ratio on it. So a lot of my shit will be popular, get a lot of views, but it's a lot of right-wingers. And they're downvoting it. Because I like to say shit. Like my gun. I have the gun ran up this that I put up this morning. I've not looked at what the ratio is. It's probably very downvoted. But this has a good ratio. Do you guys want me to tell you what it is that actually is popular on YouTube? And if going by the numbers, what I should focus on as a show? Because it's kind of weird to me. Sassy, good evening. So my niche seems to be feet. No, I do not have pretty feet at all. It's the lesser. So if TYT and Majority Report are talking about it, those aren't the videos of mine. Like if they, and I don't really pay attention to what they're doing until after. And I'm like, oh, I covered that and TYT did it too. I did a good job of picking out stories. It's the stories that go under the radar that I cover that are like, they have footage with them and they're like racist outbursts or cop videos. Those are the things that tend to do really well on my YouTube channel. So teachers that were caught on camera being racist, people being racist in businesses and shit. And cops, I'm covering a niche that other people aren't, I guess. But as I said, it's like some of these stories go viral and TYT and Majority Report cover it, but others don't get as much attention, and those are my videos that do really well. Karen videos and shit, yeah. So, and like, I guess that I can attribute the Megyn Kelly, Keith Olbermann thing to it, right? Like, I don't think major outlets did the Megyn Kelly, Keith Olbermann story. That's a, and perhaps the title that Megyn Kelly wants to hate fuck Keith Olbermann, perhaps that really sells it. These people are serious. They serious about feet. They serious about the WikiFeet. I'm no kink shaming around here.
You live in sexual anarchy?
Warlord apparently didn't know. Warlord, and this is a great piece for if I was doing a freak show tomorrow night, I would definitely talk about this in the Discord server. Warlord posted the, you know, most searched terms from Pornhub. And didn't know what J-O-I, didn't know what J-O-I was. Jack-off instructor. Warlord had to Google it, but like, I knew what it was. You know, I live in sexual anarchy.
You live in sexual anarchy?
Not say... It's not particularly a type of porn that does anything to me. But there are certain women that only tiptoe into the pornography. And jack-off instructor is one of the things that I guess isn't as hardcore. Funny porn? How do you do the funny porn? I mean, I've watched porn that's funny. Megyn Kelly looks like a jack-off instructor. Yeah, she's getting ready to, like, poke it for me. Will I tell you to? I don't know what was up. There were several pictures from that photo shoot. Because, like, I think I Googled Megyn Kelly sexy or something like that. Order to come up with this picture. It was like a GQ or a Vanity Fair or some shit. I am not searching for something that somebody on the internet told me to search for. I ain't that dumb. I ain't that dumb at all.
Hey, Justin, are you trolling?
Always be trolling. We were talking about Elon Musk, and then I got off on... I got off on.
You live in sexual anarchy?
Negan, good evening, my friend. So glad to see you. It's been a wild one thus far. We were talking about Elon. Old Lady Kennedy was defending Elon Musk. You know, the bastion of free speech, Elon Musk, who has now changed Twitter rules so that he can stifle an account's free speech. Now, right-wingers are telling me this is not analogous to libs of TikTok, but I don't see how it's not. Controversy over at Elon Jet account causes confusing new tracking rules at Twitter. Musk has threatened legal action against Jack Sweeney, the 20-year-old who started the at Elon Jet flight tracking account, and organizations who supported harm to my family. Twitter on Wednesday suspended an account that used publicly available flight data to track Elon Musk's private jet, despite a pledge by the social media platform's new owner to keep it up because of his free speech principles. Then hours later, Musk brought back the jet tracking account after imposing new conditions on all of Twitter's users. No more sharing of anyone's current location. But shortly afterward, the account was suspended again. That came after Musk tweeted that a crazy stalker attacked a car in Los Angeles carrying his young son. He also threatened legal action against Jack Sweeney, the 20-year-old college sophomore and programmer who started the at Elon Jet flight tracking account, and organizations who supported harm to my family. It's not clear what legal action Musk could take against Sweeney for an account that automatically posted public flight information. Before Wednesday, the account had more than 526,000 followers. He said this is free speech and he's doing the opposite, Sweeney said in an interview with the Associated Press. Sweeney said he woke up Wednesday to a flood of messages from people who saw that at Elon Jet was suspended and all its tweets had disappeared. 2020, when Sweeney was a teenager, the account automatically posted the Gulfstream jet's flight with a map and an estimate of the amount of jet fuel and carbon emissions it expended. He logged into Twitter and noticed that the account was permanently suspended for breaking Twitter's rules, but the note didn't explain how it broke the rules. Sweeney said he immediately filed an online form to appeal the suspension. Later, his personal account was also suspended, with a message saying it violated Twitter's rules against platform manipulation and spam. You can call that ban evading. If you run one account and they've banned you, they can ban your other account. Then hours later, the flight tracking account was back again before it was shut down anew. Musk and Twitter's policy team had sought to publicly explain Wednesday that Twitter now has new rules. Any account doxing real-time location info of anyone will be suspended. If libs of TikTok is telling where teachers work, that would be real-time location now, wouldn't it? This includes posting links to sites with real-time location info. Posting locations someone traveled to on a slightly delayed basis isn't a safety problem, so is okay. Doxing refers to disclosing online someone's identity, address, or other personal details. For Sweeney, it was the latest in a long-time tangle with the billionaire. A lot of people have speculated that this account is one of the main reasons why Musk decided to buy Twitter, or at least say he was going to buy Twitter, and then like played chicken and ended up having to buy Twitter. University of Central Florida student said Musk last year sent him a private message offering $5,000, which I think is insulting, to take down the jet tracking account, citing security concerns. Musk later stopped communicating to Sweeney, who never deleted the account. Their exchange was first reported by tech news outlet Protocol earlier this year, but after buying Twitter for $44 billion in late October, Musk said he would let it stay. My commitment to free speech extends even to not banning the account following my plane, even though that is a direct personal safety risk. I figured this would have a link to the video. I do want to say that despite being banned on Twitter, Elon Jet is making an appearance on another social media platform. You can follow Elon Musk's Jet on Facebook. And I encourage you to do so. Go ahead. There it is. There's the link. If you're on the Facebook. Elon's Jet information. Now on Facebook. I'll give you a like, sir. Fuck you, Elon. Let's beat him like he stole Christmas. Let's beat him like he stole Christmas. Go to TMZ, where they are reporting on a crazy stalker that attacked Elon's car. I do believe there's video that goes with this. He's blaming the flight tracker. Yeah, here we go.
No. Yeah, what's pretty sure. Name? Gotcha.
What's your name?
DMZ has blurred out the license plate. I think when I saw the Musk post, it was not blurred out. I do believe he's laid off over half the staff, War Machine.
No.
Yeah, what's pretty sure. Name? Gotcha.
What's your name?
A spokesperson for the LAPD tells TMZ the department's threat management division is looking into the incident and is in touch with Elon's team. As of now, there has not been an official report filed. Elon Musk claims a crazy stalker put his son in danger. And now the Twitter hunch, as if you care about your son. The video was proof of fuck all. Looked like somebody was harassing another person. Like the person in the car was getting harassed. Elon Musk claims a crazy stalker put his son in damage, and now the Twitter honchos threatening to take legal action against someone who's publicly exposing his location, which he believes led to the attack. Attack in quotes here. Elon tweeted Wednesday night that a car carrying his 2-year-old boy, Little X, was this the Grimes kid? Was followed by an unknown person, adding they later blocked the vehicle and climbed onto the hood. He also posted a clip of the alleged stalker showing their license plate, asking anyone recognize this person or car. In a clearly related move, he says legal actions being taken against programmer Jack Sweeney, the person who started Elon's flight tracking account in 2020. Elon Musk hard at work. Bullshit. Man doesn't know what hard work is. He thinks tweeting is work. Which technically, in the business he's in, it is work. Because all this motherfucker does is marketing. He is not an engineer. He's not an engineer at all. He does marketing, and he has marketed himself well to stupid people. I guess well is relative. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about Trump's major announcement. And I got some funny shit to go with it. National Archives released JFK records. We might venture onto Facebook and check out the marketplace listing for Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Tornadoes and snow ravaging the United States. Plus, I'm going to show you a video of people shaking hands with otters. All that and more on the other side of the break here on the Troll Patrol Live.
We live in turbulent times. The media is full of deception, conspiracy theories, and fake news. Now, more than ever, it is important to ensure you're getting information from a source that's freaking reliable.
I'm Justin Mullins, and this is the freaking news.
Get a breaking or interesting story with a humorous twist in about a minute weekdays, 8 a.m. Eastern, on YouTube, BitChute, Odyssey, and more.
Now we turn to YouTuber Justin Freakin. The guy's he's a formidable voice in the culture. Uncensored and unfiltered political talk and debate from a leftist perspective. The day's top news stories and videos with astute social commentary.
It's not high enough for this shit.
All we're establishing is this guy's wicked sick aesthetic.
Right-wingers are morons.
You brought back the wrong kind of fucking cake, you idiot.
I guess I gotta thank Matt Walsh for introducing me to Justin Freakin.
Yet you're like, we'll pray for somebody. You think you can telepathically communicate with a deity, and you have the audacity to say somebody else has a mental disorder. For the love of God. That video got me a strike, a community guideline strike on YouTube, and I still have no idea why. I got a community guideline strike on one of my Kanye videos the other day where he's praising Hitler, but like it didn't give me a strike, it just took the video down. I appealed it, but like I was worried, like should I appeal it? Will they give me a strike if I appeal and lose? I'd like the video back up. I don't know what happened with that. Fuck, YouTube is weird. Also, I'm still pissed at YouTube for fucking me over during the election. I was banned on YouTube because of the strike over my YouTube trailer that you all just watched. There's nothing wrong with it. They say I'm inciting violence somehow.
Well, yeah, you're a video. Wanna get high? A little high.
As you might expect, Tally is one of my favorite characters of anything ever. And I love that, like, he's more of a regular character now that Randy grows pot, which I don't know, like, Randy might not be growing pot anymore. That might all fall apart. I can't wait for a new season. Now that Randy's growing pot, Tally is like his little helper. I fucking love it. More Tally. That original, though, comma Gamesphere. That original, that's one of my favorite fucking episodes. Bunch of trees. Oh my god, Butters. Yes, I fucking love Butters. The episode where like Cartman is inviting Butters over and giving him like cold medicine to knock him out, and then he's doing like pictures and he's like taking Butters' dick out, and like he thought sucking Butters' dick made Butters gay. So they said they had to reverse the gay polarity. He needed to stick his dick in Butters' mouth. That's how they end up sending like Butters to the gay conversion camp. Butters has no idea what anybody's talking about. how fucking cute I am. Truly a public gem, my brother in Christ. Hell yeah. I think that was a compliment. Love you too, Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Chop it down with the edge of my hand. Do you know what I am saying? Fucking, I hated Hogan at that time because I was still a kid. I was a Ric Flair fan. So, like, messing with my horseman, my Ric Flair. So I hated Hogan. I was still on, and I was a Macho Man fan. So I was on WCW, so Macho ends up going NWO. Macho, how can you do that? Looking back on it, Hogan playing, like, coming out to Voodoo Child and playing the belt. That was so fucking cool. Well, I mean, Ric Flair has done a lot to tarnish his legacy in my eyes. I am not the Ric Flair fan that I was 15 fucking years ago. Let's put it that way. Ric Flair has done a lot to tarnish his legacy. Also, like, 6-7 years ago, Chris Jericho was like my favorite wrestler of all time. I would have told you that he was the greatest wrestler of all time. He's done a lot to tarnish his legacy in the last few years. I hate to say it. Sorry, Ocho. I just ain't digging it anymore. And I don't know if it's the... And for those of you who aren't wrestling fans, let me bring this back to politics. Chris Jericho donated to Donald Trump, and his wife was at January 6th, so that might quite possibly be why I have lost a lot of respect for Jericho, but also, he let himself go, and he got all, like, flabby and shit, and he was out of breath, but apparently he had a blood clot, and he almost died. He's told that story here, and now he's gotten in better shape, so, like, I can't, like... Looking back on it, you won't be like, oh, he let himself go. He wasn't caring about wrestling, blah, blah, blah. But the motherfucker almost died. He had health issues, so can I really hold that against him now? Apparently, Stone Cold coming back, we're going to get like a whole nother Stone Cold run of like 2 or 3 matches. He possibly going to get him some Saudi money. Might have a WrestleMania match with CM Punk. Fucking 2022 is crazy. The wrestling business has been crazy here these last couple years. Speaking of wrestling, let's talk about WWE Hall of Famer Donald Trump. See, bringing it back to the politics again. You don't get to lead a government you tried to destroy. The Democrats have now filed a bill to ban Donald Trump from office. We knew this was going to happen. United States Representative David Cicilline, who I don't think is real. I don't think he's a real person. They're saying he's a Democrat from Rhode Island. Rhode Island's not a real state that I've ever heard of. It's a fucking fictitious state from the TV show Family Guy. You're not going to convince me otherwise. I ain't never met anybody from Rhode Island. But he was joined by 40 of his House of Democratic colleagues on Thursday as he introduced a lengthy bill that would ban Donald Trump from becoming president again after he attempted a coup. Trump very clearly engaged in an insurrection on January 6, 2021, with the intention of overturning the lawful and fair results of the 2020 election, Cicilline says in a press release. You don't get to lead a government you tried to destroy. Even Mitch McConnell admits that Trump bears responsibility, saying on the Senate floor, there's no question, none, that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day. 14th Amendment makes clear that based on his past behavior, Donald Trump is disqualified from ever holding federal office again, and under Section 5, Congress has the power to pass legislation to implement this prohibition. Speaking of insurrection, the January 6th committee will be holding its final hearing, supposed final hearing, on Monday. We will take it live. January 6th committee teases new evidence ahead of final hearing. The chair of the House Select Committee investigating January 6th said Wednesday that the panel's final hearing may include evidence that has not yet been made public. The committee aims to capture the nation's attention one last time as it previews its sprawling final report and accompanying criminal referrals and legislative recommendations. The final report, which is expected to be released next Wednesday and focus on Trump's role in January 6th, is still being written. Asked whether the 1 p.m. Eastern hearing on Monday will include new evidence or testimony, Thompson said, "It could be evidence that we have not shared in the hearings. It could very well be." He also said it will be shorter than the roughly two-hour runtime of the panel's past hearings and is likely to include a truncated multimedia presentation. Each member is expected to play a role. Some of it will include some of the work we've done with the committee and give the members an opportunity to talk about a particular interest that they might have. The committee has reportedly interviewed multiple high-profile witnesses since its previous hearing in October. Those include White House aide Anthony Ornato, the driver of former President Trump's vehicle, and other Secret Service agents. Other interviews have taken place with Trump confidant Hope Hicks, former Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway, as well as Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The hearing is expected to tee up the release of the final report, and it's billed as an official business meeting so members can vote at the end to adopt the report and the referrals. Wrestling drama doesn't even sound that crazy anymore. I mean, the former president is a WWE Hall of Famer. Lyndon McMahon was a member of his cabinet. Trump is a carnival barker. And he had a major announcement this morning. Trump had a major announcement this morning. There was speculation that the major announcement would be him talking about his platform for 2024. There's not going to be one. Or perhaps announcing his vice presidential candidate. Might be a move to shore up some good publicity after weeks of bad publicity. Instead, it was a popcorn fart of an announcement for an NFT. And motherfucking Trump gets on the NFT bandwagon as it's collapsing. This is the dumbest scammer. Not only is he a scammer and a grifter, he's the dumbest goddamn scammer of all time. How did he ever become president? How did anyone ever take him seriously? Anyone who fell for his bullshit, I feel sorry for you. You should learn to feel embarrassment.
The crypto collapse does not appear to be worrying one major celebrity. Former President Donald Trump launching his own NFT collection. Trump fans will be able to collect limited edition Trump digital trading cards and Trump...
They literally launched a lawsuit suing celebrities for promoting NFTs this fucking week. Donald Trump's like, great time to launch an NFT brand. My dumbass followers will buy it.
Trump, he shot a commercial for it. Listen.
These cards feature some of the really incredible artwork pertaining to my life and my career. It's been very exciting. You can collect your Trump digital cards just like a baseball card or other collectibles.
Oh, did you hear that drop?
Come on, man.
$99 and you can pay for it with a credit card or crypto. I apologize for the
$99. $99. I love it. I love it. This dude from Yahoo Finance. They're both, they can both barely contain their laughter at how absurd this is. And like, it's having an effect on Trump fans, I assure you. The comments are hilarious. Go find Trump sycophants talking about this right now. Even they are feeling a little embarrassed finally.
The laughter? This is not about politics. That just appeared like a parody ad, but it is real.
It's real.
Also speaks to maybe where we are in crypto right now, because when you take a look at the NFT market more specifically, it's fallen off a cliff. I don't think that is the notion or really the sign for you to get back into the NFT market if you were in fact in it. Donald Trump, he's not selling me at least.
That is the strangest timing. I mean, listen, that would probably sell like
hotcakes
years ago, but
yeah.
That timing.
Maybe all the drama around crypto. He's trying to drum up some of the attention. We know he loves that. So timing, though, to say the least.
I fucking motherfucker stepping on my segues here. Apparently, Baked Alaska is feeling some embarrassment. Can't believe he's going to jail for Trump after watching trading card stunt. Notorious Capitol rioter Tim Gannett, better known by his Twitter name Baked Alaska, was suddenly filled with regret over his life decisions after watching former President Donald Trump hawk digital trading cards in a video in which he also declared himself a better president than George Washington. Gwinnett, I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, who earlier in the day said he believed Trump's digital card gambit means he can't win in 2024. Nah, shit, motherfucker. Wrote a follow-up missive in which he questioned his own decision to storm the Capitol building on January 6th. I can't believe I'm going to jail for an NFT salesman, he lamented. Earlier this year, Gannett pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor count of parading, demonstrating, or picketing inside a Capitol building, for which he faces up to 6 months in prison. Before that, Gannett was also convicted of assault for pepper spraying a bouncer who kicked him out of a bar in Arizona. Although Gannett was once a major Trump supporter in his first two presidential campaigns, he has now apparently switched his allegiance to rapper Kanye West, who has taken to openly praising Nazi dictator Adolf Hitler and denying the Holocaust. All the other shit is fine. The NFTs got him, exactly. Trump could still win the primary. That's what's wild. This is crazy. I can't believe I'm going to jail, says the man who committed a crime. Well, nobody ever accused right-wingers of being intelligent. Oh, we're totally watching Monday's hearings. 1 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for it. We will be here streaming the hearing live. Apparently it's going to be a short one. Let's talk about the White House plans on COVID, which got announced today. Somehow, like, I didn't know how to shoehorn this in. We're going back to serious news after laughing at Trump for a little bit.
Is this? We don't want this winter to look like last winter.
Dipping into funds from the COVID stimulus bill passed last year.
COVID cases are going up, by the way.
Millions of Americans an opportunity to test themselves at home to determine early if they...
And we have the worry about China opening shit up with a low vaccination rate and not as effective of a vaccination. And possibly causing new strains. Ooh... But that could just be, that could be me being a doomer. I've been listening to Homozygote on this. I don't know.
Have the virus. All this part of the administration's winter preparedness plan as cases of COVID have spiked across the nation since Thanksgiving.
Starting today, each U.S. household can order up to 4 at-home tests free from COVID tests.
We've got like some kind of triple-demic going on with RSV and flu.
Tests were previously sent out until congressional funds ran dry. Using some remaining funds, the White House has now reopened the program for a limited time. White House says it does expect infections to continue to rise as more people gather indoors for holiday celebrations. Health officials say they have seen a surge in COVID-related deaths among people 65 and older. They insist the best protection one can get is a vaccination and an updated booster shot.
The updated COVID-19 vaccine is your best protection against the version of COVID we're fighting right now.
While there are no new mandates, it is being recommended that people wear masks when indoors and in crowded situations.
Yeah, I didn't touch that one, Mox. Like, there were 2 journalists that died at the World Cup. Some people speculated it was MERS. I don't even know how that got out. I never saw any definitive reporting. I just saw people speculate about that. So I didn't touch it. We do a reputable news program here. When you hear the Troll Patrol report on shit, you can take it to the bank. You know what's happening. You know these tornadoes are happening. You know the snow is happening because the Troll Patrol is telling you about it.
So now barreling to the northeast after battering parts of the south and the Midwest. Millions there.
And apparently it's still a little ways out, but we've got a storm front also moving through coming next week for your holiday travel. But we'll keep you posted on that through next week.
Oh, heavy rain and high winds as others begin picking up the pieces left behind. As ABC's Rena Roy reports, there were more than 50 tornadoes reported from Texas to Florida since Tuesday morning.
God damn.
The cleanup has begun across the South. At least 54 tornadoes reported since Tuesday morning from Texas to Florida.
Terrible. I mean, nothing. I have nothing.
In Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, Patricia Benvenuti coming back to what's left of her home.
And I told my boys, hurry up, let's get in the bathtub. And we barely made it, but we did. And then everything started just crashing and you could hear everything outside. We thought we were going to die.
And the destruction is widespread. An entire line of homes damaged in Farmerville.
And all we could do was just pray. It was very devastating. And everyone where we live, windows are broken.
At least 3 people reported dead in Louisiana, including 56-year-old Allison Alexander, and thousands left without power.
Tornado touched down yesterday evening in Algiers and moved
tornadoes
through Orleans Parish. Entergy immediately started working to restore power to those impacted.
In Mississippi, this mobile home community wiped out. The same massive storm system bringing feet of snow to some parts of the Great Plains and Midwest. In Duluth, Minnesota, people digging out and plows trying to clear the streets. In Utah, new images show the moment a skier hit by an avalanche was rescued from the snow.
And now the Northeast is getting hit with snow and high winds from Virginia to New England. Some areas expecting up to 1/2 inch of ice, though cities like Boston and New York will mainly just see rain. Rena Roy, ABC News, New York.
There you go. Enjoy that if you're in the Northeast. Any if you're hanging out. Well, I mean, it's the same storm is causing, the same weather system is causing storms in different areas depending on, you know, the air temperature where they're at. There has been fucking thunder snow. The outbreak of tornadoes was in the southern part of the United States. Well, guys, can you remind me of what this was called? They didn't mention it in this piece. It had a name, an Arctic bowling ball or some shit like that. Arctic bowling ball was just like going across the country. I do not think that was what they called it. I think I'm fucking that up. I'm just high and I don't remember. Sorry, but it was some shit like that. I don't know. Here's a big story for you, and the reason why, like, this is odd to me. On tonight's thumbnail for the show, I got two John Kennedys. I got two John Kennedys on the thumbnail. Senator John Kennedy, and former President John Kennedy. Former human John Kennedy. He dead now. We still don't have the whole story about why he dead. But thousands of unedited government JFK assassination files have been released. Look at him there, moments before he would come to meet his fate. The White House has ordered the release of thousands of documents on the murder of U.S. President John F. Kennedy in full for the first time, with the publication of some 13,000 files online. The White House said more than 97% of records in the collection were now publicly available. No huge revelations are expected from the papers, but historians hope to learn more about the alleged assassin. Kennedy was shot during a visit to Dallas, Texas, on the 22nd of November, 1963. 1992 law required the government to release all documents on the assassination by October of 2017. On Thursday, President Joe Biden issued an executive order authorizing the latest disclosure, but he said some files would be kept under wraps until June of 2023 to protect against possible identifiable harm. Is there somebody still alive? U.S. National Archives said that 515 documents would remain withheld in full, and another 2,545 documents would be partly withheld. A 1964 U.S. inquiry, the Warren Commission, found that Kennedy was killed by Lee Harvey Oswald, a U.S. citizen who had previously lived in the Soviet Union, and then he acted alone. He was killed in the basement of the Dallas police headquarters 2 days after his arrest. JFK's death spawned decades of conspiracy theories, but on Thursday, the CIA said the U.S. spy agency had never engaged Oswald and did not withhold information about him from U.S. investigators. But I thought we just found out that that wasn't true. And I thought that when we found out that that wasn't true, I thought I already knew that that wasn't true years ago, and that the CIA totally had Oswald as an asset. Researchers with the Mary Farrell Foundation, a nonprofit that sued the government to release the files, said the CIA was withholding information about Oswald's time in Mexico. The foundation said some CIA records were never submitted to the archives and therefore were not part of the batch just released. A newly revealed document shows the president of Mexico helped the U.S. place a wiretap on the Soviet embassy in Mexico without the knowledge of other officials in the Mexican government. This nugget of information was hidden by redactions in a previously released version of the file, reports the BBC's U.S. partner CBS News. The White House said the release of the files would provide the public with greater understanding of the investigation into the assassination. Biden wrote in his order that agencies have undertaken a comprehensive effort to review the full set of almost 16,000 records that had previously been released in redacted form and determined that more than 70% of those records may now be released in full. The Trump administration released thousands of pages over the course of his presidency, but withheld others on the basis of national security, despite the 1992 law forcing the release of all information by 2017. I don't know why I found this interesting or why I think it's going to be fun to look. After breaking up with the Democratic Party, Kyrsten Sinema is cleaning out her closet. Literally. on Facebook Marketplace. You guys want to see what Cinema is putting up on Facebook Marketplace? Her personal profile. There's a watch. She's selling a lot of this squad. It's not porn. I don't think you can sell porn on the Facebook Marketplace, can you? Fucking $350 shoes. Somebody bought this Betty Design size small, long sleeve, whatever the fuck that is. She's selling some sports bras. You know, I'm kind of amazed somebody hasn't bought her sports bras. We live in a sick world. that was kind of a $5,000 fucking bike. She had a lot of, like, was she given this shit? Does she have three different trucker hats with the same design? Four different trucker hats? Why does she have so, why are there so many bras? I'm amazed they're still up there. I would have thought somebody had totally snatched up the sports bras already, but this all looks kind of like mass-produced merchandise that she hasn't even fucking worn. Does Betty Designs know that you're selling their shit secondhand on Facebook, ma'am? Seems like it might violate some kind of ethics rules. 6,000 pounds for that fucking bike, and I don't know why that bike is in pounds. $5,500 apparently is what that bike costs. And does she have there are four listings at least for the bike. Four other listings that are in euros, pounds, whatever that fucking symbol means. Now this is apparently, I mean, it's still up. She sold stuff off of it. It's her personal Facebook page. I'm going to follow her. She's highly rated. And amazing, there's only 11 ratings. Maybe you have to buy shit in order to rate her. Did I actually follow Kirsten Cinema or did I follow her Facebook Market page? I wanted to follow Kirsten Cinema, you know, because I'd mock her. This is my trolling Facebook over here. Though I need to troll from... People will enjoy my trolling, so I should troll more from Justin Freakin. I haven't been trolling at all lately. I've enjoyed the fact that now that I put a lot of video content out, people come and troll me. If I want to fight with people in the comment sections, I can go to my own videos now and do it. And depending on the level of vitriol I want, I can go to different platforms. Man, BitChute. Let me read you one from BitChute. Because I responded this morning. I do believe it was on the gun rant. That would make sense. I have to look it over and make sure I can show it. I mean, this is fucking, it's close to being like TOS. Do what you feel with this. Blue Water blocked me for providing a link that showed Donald Trump speaking to a crowd. where he says that there are people that have infiltrated our government and they have to be stopped, and these people all happen to be Jewish, and Trump was speaking to a Jewish crowd. I said, do what you feel with this. You're an idiot. I have no clue what's going on D-Live. We get fucking guy on a buffalo comments on D-Live sometimes. I have followers on D-Live. I don't think D-Live keeps up like a VOD or anything, so I can't go back and like look at comments. Maybe I can look at... A good question. What's going on D-Live right now? Well, let's find out. Your stream, your rules. Fuckers on D-Live, what's going on? Look at Justin's stats on D-Live. Ah, fuck. No need to watch. We're muted here. Justin has 8 followers on D-Live. 8 followers. Yeah, I don't think they keep VODs. There's no your replays will be deleted 3 days after the stream. Somebody gave me a lemon on this. I don't know. What, you gotta give out lemons and ice creams and diamonds and what? No, it costs. A lemon costs something. I have no idea what any of this shit means. D-Live is so weird. You can get lemons. What? What is up with this weird ass website? Oh, we're doing like a thing and we're going into the void over here. Neato. D-Live is such a weird platform. Themed bits. Okay. I see some people shake hands with some otters. You have lemons, you can make lemonade. The Nazi live streaming platform thinks life is giving them lemons. Give Nazis more lemons. I'm all about Nazis getting lemons. I may have played this one before, but I don't think I did. Maybe. This is a exhibit where you can go and shake hands with otters. He looks like he's into it. They apparently like sticking their little hands. This is at the Dubai Aquarium. You can hold hands with the otters. Oh, I have played this one. I'm sorry, Mox. I forget. Yeah, it's a good one. Exactly. You guys should totally get in the Discord and throw animal videos up for me. Got good animal videos. Always need animal videos. Yeah, they just want to hold hands. They're just like, that's kind of what Sox's face looks like when he's really into the pettins he's getting. He's like, so it looks like they're really into it, I assume. Otters are so, I didn't know until I started playing animal videos every night. I didn't know how cute fucking otters are. We played multiple otter videos. So reminder, I was going to do a freak show tomorrow night. The couple people I reached out to were unable to make it this Friday. So I'm just going to say, maybe I'll do a fucking around stream tomorrow night at the usual freak time. That's possible. I don't think I'm going to do work and do an actual freak show. Should have a Christmas freak show on the 23rd. I'm going to try to pull out something special. I'm going to try to pull out something special for Christmas freak show. We might do a stream on Christmas. I'm not opposed to it. I don't know. If you're watching on Twitch, we're going to go over and hang out with Homozygote. Answer all your questions about game. I believe he's a little salty today, by the way. Judging from his Twitter account. Thank you for telling me I deserve a break. Working hard, bringing you otter videos over here. Go ahead, light one up, tip one back. It's all right to have a little fun before you hit the sack. Justin Freakin, we'll probably see you tomorrow night. Maybe see you on Sunday. Who knows?